Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with Ventum Financial. Same place, different name. We've had a merger here, and it's great news. A company will have lots to talk about in the coming weeks. But for the meantime, it is Wednesday, May 1st, and we've got a rate decision by the Fed at 11 a.m. Best guess is no change, but the Fed may turn a little more hawkish against its fight against inflation. Bond traders are taking it in stride. They're up about 20 cents on both sides of the border. The U.S. yields 4.65. Our 10-year yield 3.79%. We also note the JOLTS job opening slipped in April, down slightly from 8.8 million to 8.4 million. So that's certainly a good thing for the Fed to keep that in their back pocket, because they want to see fewer job openings right now just to make a better match with labor. We also note ADP added 192,000 jobs, but was well off 208 from the previous month. How does that affect stocks? Not too much. They're mostly related to what's taking place in earnings and, of course, what will happen at the Fed at 11. If we're looking at beats, well, Pfizer, MasterCard, Amazon all beat. J&J announced it settled another talcum powder lawsuit. So the Dow Jones is the lone winner out there right now, up 86 points at 37,902, with three of those four stocks leading the charge. If we look at what's happening with the NASDAQ market as well as the S&P, well, there's been more companies reporting either misses or meets with not enough positive guidance going forward, and stocks are getting hammered. Starbucks down 17%, AMD now 9%, Super Micro Computers also off 15%. So they're all dragging the S&P and NASDAQ lower. The chip space is certainly not having a great day. Overall, the NASDAQ down 79 points at 15,579. The Standard & Poor's down 20 points at 5,015. Turning to Canada, we're also negative. TSX off 72 points, 21,641. We do have some winners there here this morning, partially due on earnings, including Cenovus and Cameco, but mind you, Cameco is actually moving up because the U.S. Seems to be banning Russian imports of uranium, and we're one of the biggest suppliers, and Cameco's got a corner of the market in this neck of the woods. Other sectors performing well include utilities, telecoms, and gold. Mind you, Barrick reported nice numbers here this morning, decent beat, stock down 1.5%, so go figure. TSX more down than up, and we're off just 72 points. As for the commodities, well, gold is up $11 to $23.14 an ounce. Copper losing 2 pennies at $4.54 a pound. Crude oil down $2.70 at $79.23 a barrel. Natural gas losing a couple of pennies at $2.28. So commodities not having a great day on the marketplace. Fortunately, earnings from Cenovus is keeping the slide from being even worse. In the overseas markets, France and Germany closed for May Day holidays. London down 22, and Asia, Tokyo down 13, Hong Kong up 16. So not a lot of action. Again, waiting for the Fed. As for our loonie here, it's up 5 basis points at 72.62 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.37 for US dollar, $1.46 for the euro, $1.71 for the British pound. And if you're tracking Bitcoin, it's not liking what the Fed might have to say. It's off $3,700, back down to $56,900. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with Ventum Financial. Hope you have a happy and safe trading day.